Happy 2019 to our churches and members all around the world. A new year presents us with new hope, new opportunities, and new goals. When I became the fourth president of Grace Communion International on October 14, 2018, I shared that it is critical for us to have a clear vision to see and know where we are going. My great desire for our global fellowship is healthy church. We seek to be a movement of the Holy Spirit, faithfully and creatively engaged in what Jesus is doing to grow His church, and that we participate more fully. As I carry the baton, it is my responsibility to continue to articulate what we mean when we say healthy church, and to cast and then recast the vision. In my acceptance speech, I cited Psalm 127, verses 1 through 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for He gives to His beloved sleep. The theme of the psalm is that human enterprises only succeed by divine blessing. Human enterprises only succeed by divine blessing. I would suggest that it's more than just the divine favor. It is by His will, His purpose, His power, and His participation through us. Today, I want to further develop this idea of Christ participating in and through us. In GCI, we call this divine participation. The Apostle Paul's description of the church as God's field helps us to illustrate divine participation. In 1 Corinthians 3, we read, "What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord assigned to each, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building." Paul says he planted and Apollos watered. I grew up on a farm and I know there is more to farming. Somebody has to till the soil and even pick out roots and rocks. And beyond watering, somebody has to chop out the weeds. Then eventually there is the joy of harvesting the crop. Growing and harvesting a crop is a long season of hard work. Within the entire process, do you and I really grow anything? It is God who provides the growth. He created the seed that can grow into a plant and produce a fruit or vegetable. God is the one who provides the conditions of rain in due season and all the right weather conditions. A farmer is truly in partnership with God, and so are we as we participate in ministry. Let me tell you a quick story about what partnership looks like. My daughter-in-law, Crystal, tutors a young boy in reading. When he comes along, his younger brother, who's age 3 or 4, comes along too. And so my son Glenn actually kind of babysits the younger brother. The younger brother brings his toy lawnmower because he likes to run that across the yard. So my son brings out the real lawnmower, and within safe distance, the young boy follows my son around the yard, and together they mow the yard. That's what partnership looks like when we join with Jesus. He's the one who's doing the heavy lifting. We're always the junior partner with the Father, Son, and Spirit. In our partnership with Jesus, He does the heavy lifting and we are participating with the divine. Here is the challenge to the church as we jump into 2019 with our vision of healthy church. In Matthew 9, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest." May I suggest that you are the answer to this prayer. You are free and empowered to join Jesus in the field. If it is tilling, then till with all of your might. If it is planting, then place the seeds accordingly. If it is watering, then apply the water generously. If it is weeding, then pull out the troublesome weeds. And if you are so fortunate to be in the harvest, then rejoice in the reward of divine participation. May we energetically join in with Jesus and link arms with one another to make 2019 a year that GCI becomes an even better expression of church to a hurting and dying world. Join me in praying for the vision of healthy church. Father, Son, and Spirit, we just come before you at the beginning of this new year with excitement. We come with anticipation as well, Lord, of knowing that you already go in front of us. Jesus, you are the one who's doing the heavy lifting. You are the one who's making the path sure for us. Give us the insight, give us the wisdom to be able to follow you well, to be able to be right in the middle of your perfect will for us. And we just pray, Lord, that in this year of 2019, that the gospel will go forward and that we will join in with you in this divine participation in a way that truly makes us a healthier church as we go forward. In your power and in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'd like to send love from my family, Susan and me, to your family, and have the greatest new year possible in the name of Jesus.